from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A shaky ceasefire in Syria is holding. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights saying three people, though, have been killed since the U.S.-Russian brokered end to hostilities took effect. Violence has decreased significantly in the region. Russia says the Syrian army is pulling back from a key highway that the United Nations plans to use for delivering aid to the city of Aleppo. White House has blamed the army for preventing aid from reaching people in need. Russian Defense Ministry accused the U.S. of failing to rein in rebels near the highway. Meantime, Russia is asking the United Nations Security Council to endorse the ceasefire agreement. On the eve of the key European Union summit in Bratislava, French and German leaders called for unity and a clear roadmap for a post-Brexit EU. The bloc is struggling with the deal with migration, insecurity, and growing public disenchantment with the European Union. French President François Hollande warned that the bloc risks a crisis of existence and foundation. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that EU leaders must show they are determined to react together to the weaknesses and the tasks they face. The Philippines' top diplomat told a Washington think tank that his government is committed to longtime alliance with the U.S., but it will not be lectured to about human rights. Philippine Foreign Minister Perfecto Yase called the mutual respect between the two countries important. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.